bonus track. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. So, today we're talking about branding brilliance, unleashing the mujerpreneur's power in marketing. Hola, bienvenidas. If you're just joining us right now, I am your host for the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast show. My name is Marty Angel or Marty Angel, however you want to pronounce it. And today we are creating the part two series, or we're actually sharing the part two of the series, Branding Brilliance, Unleashing the Mujerpreneur's Power in Marketing. I don't know about you, but I know that marketing tends to be that sticking point because we build it, but they don't necessarily come, ¿verdad? So, siempre estamos tratando de abrir las puertas al mercado, ¿verdad? So, my name is Marty Angel. If you're just joining me now, welcome to the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Welcome to the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. If you're listening to me on the audio, gracias por estar aquí. Welcome to the latest sparkler of an episode on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded show. And what's it all about? It's about us diving deep into the heart of marketing mastery for you, the mujerpreneur. Ahora vamos a elevar el conocimiento de marketing para ustedes, la mujerpreneur. If you're ready, si estás lista to elevate your game, to captivate your audience and sprinkle a little Spanglish magic on your brand, then estás en el lugar correcto. Let's decode the secrets of making your mark in the bilingual and BIPOC business world. Again, if you're just joining me here, if you're joining me live on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, remember to hit that bell so that you're notified and subscribe. You're notified when I go live. And if you're joining me on the audio, gracias. Prepárate to ignite your brand's brilliance. Brilliance, brilliance, brilliance. Once again, soy su anfitriona. I am your host, Marty Angel. So let's understand our unique market. Let's talk about understanding your unique market. Well, first of all, to conquer the market, primero, you gotta understand the unique landscape of bilingual and BIPOC businesses if those are your market, but they are, if they're not your market, whatever your market is, you have to, tienes que tener el conocimiento. Who are you selling to? Who are you speaking to? For me, it's the bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur. And it's all about connecting con tu comunidad, with your community. It's about creating a community and then connecting with them on a level that goes beyond simple transactions. This connection that you begin to build with your community is rooted in shared experiences, in shared culture, in shared language. For instance, those of you that are connecting with me enjoy speaking Spanglish. Those of you may be monolingual or bilingual. Either way, since I say it in English and then I'll repeat it in Spanish or vice versa, you're connecting with me. I'm connecting with you. If you're the type of mujer that is okay with speaking Spanglish, you are my kind of gal. You are my kind of gal. And if you are the kind of gal that is, has a business, has a online store, has an offline store, or wants to, then you, mujer, are my market. So when you tap into this, when you tap into your market, remember that you're not just selling a product or a service. What you're doing is you are offering a piece of home, a nod to shared heritage, an invitation into a comunidad where we belong. That's what we're creating, a comunidad. Les invito, if you are looking for a comunidad of like-minded individuals, then that's what you're creating, ¿verdad? It's so important to understand what you are creating, who are you speaking to, and what are their pain points so that you can make it painless for them, right? Painless, because that's what we want. We want to be able to take things and you know, intake them and make it so that they're easy. So, ¿cómo lo haces? Right? How do you do it, Marty? So how do you do it? Well, first, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the part that everybody hates. Start with immersive research. You've got to immerse yourself in the research, whether it's an online research, an offline research, whether you hire somebody to do the research. The point is, you've got to get into the nitty-gritty of what makes your audience tick. What makes your audience tick? Do you use social media? Do you use direct outreach? Do you use community engagement? Do you use networking avenues? Whatever it is you use, you've got to engage yourself in the aspect of listening and then learning from what you're listening. That's so important. We're all readily available to talk, but we're not all readily available to listen. Escucha. Diosito nos dio dos orejitas y una boquita para que empecemos a escuchar dos veces más que lo que hablamos. In English, God gave us two ears and one mouth, so we should always listen twice as much as we speak. And that's important for you as you're building your community, as you're getting your community to engage with you. Listen and learn. What are they saying? What are they asking? What kinds of questions are they asking? And what are they doing in their businesses, right? So remember, successful marketing speaks to the heart. Teniendo éxito en marketing tu negocio, acuérdate que es del corazón, as much as it is for the mind. But we got to get out of our mind and drop down into our heart. right? I am a servant leader. I do my best to drop into my heart and to serve with passion, with purpose, with power. Mujerpreneur, if you are bilingual, remember that you have an advantage and it is a powerful tool. Don't be afraid to speak it. So you're bilingual. If you speak Spanglish, you're bilingual, believe it or not, right? So many people tell me, oh, I don't speak Spanish. I understand it all. No, they speak it. You speak it. And it's okay to say you're bilingual. So that's important. Being bilingual is an advantage and a powerful tool. You know, so it was not too long ago that I was, you know, embarrassed to tell people that I spoke two languages, three languages, because it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. I was brought up in a school system that said, do not speak Spanish. And even, and when I worked in the school system, because I just recently became a retiree or a repurposed woman. And I remember my first day in my classroom, my principal came to me and he said, remember, you are not to speak Spanish to those ESL students. I was like, well, then how are we going to get them to connect? It's like, we need to bridge the gap. And being able to speak bilingually is to be bridging the gap. So your bilingual advantage is a powerful tool. Use it to weave cultural insights into your brand's narrative. It's so, so important. Now, as you're doing this, when you speak the languages, it's important to craft a resonant brand. Because you got to remember, your brand is more than just a logo or a catchy tagline. You know, so often it's like, I remember a while back I had a coach and she was like, okay, you cannot go on live if you don't have your brand colors on, right? If you do not have your brand colors on, you cannot go live. And your brand is more than just a logo or a catchy tagline. It's important. And I want to make sure that you understand that it's your story. It is the story you tell for the feelings you evoke. For mujerpreneurs, what this means is, this means that you need to embrace your roots and showcase your journey with pride. You know, that's one of the things that I have a real hard time with. And if you are with me, raise your hand because, you know, in your stories, you're supposed to be vulnerable. You know, in your IG stories, all your stories, you're supposed to be vulnerable. I have a hard time thinking that somebody really wants to know how boring my day is, right? How boring really it is. I mean, I'm only here part of the time you see me here. The rest of the time I'm creating, I'm a content creator, and I didn't realize I was a content creator until my daughter says to me, oh, the life, because I said to her, oh my gosh, I got to make sure that my script and I've got in the outline and this and that, and then I've got to make sure that I've got my content to upload. And then she looks at me and she says, oh, the life of a, excuse me, if you're watching me live, I'm babysitting my pups. So, you know, being vulnerable is all about what I'm doing. So let your brand reflect the vibrant tapestry of your heritage, of your experiences. Don't be afraid to share. And more importantly, your aspirations. Right? Whether you do it through bilingual content, whether you do it through monolingual content, whether you do it through culturally rich visuals or whether you do it through storytelling that resonates on a personal level, your brand should sing a song that feels like home to your audience, right? So let me repeat that. Your brand should sing a song that feels like home to your audience. You see, branding yourself is like a dance. It's like you get better at the dance the more you practice it, right? The more consistent you are. So remember, consistency is the key to almost everything. Consistency, you know, continue to move forward, continue to learn, and then ensure that your brand's look, feel, and message harmonizes across all channels, right? And that you can speak it from your heart. What is it that you do, right? Like, for instance, for me, what is it that I do? Well, for me is I love serving the mujerpreneur, the bilingual, the BIPOC woman, so that I can help them gain more clarity and focus on who they serve so that they can up-level their sales game, right? And so begin to make six-figure incomes. But what I want to share is that consistency is the key. Es importante que siempre estén muy constante en lo que hacen. You know, your brand's look and feel and message that harmonizes across all of the channels. Like, for instance, the other day somebody says to me, oh, I know who you are. You're the podcaster that always wears a hat. And I'm like, yup. If those of you that are listening on the audio want to go check me out on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, go ahead. I do love my hats. Anyway, but remember, being consistent doesn't mean being static or boring. You've got to allow your brand to evolve with your comunidad. Siempre, siempre reflexionando, reflecting the dynamic nature of your shared culture and your values. You see, one of the things that I see as a coach a lot of people do wrong is that they don't focus on value-added marketing. You have to come all the way back into yourself and figure out what are your top 5 to 10 values. Then you build your comunidad from there. ¿Cuáles son tus valores? Una de las cosas que siempre miro como coach de negocios es que muchas personas no saben cuáles son sus 5 a 10 valores que no van a negociar. Que no van a negociar. Your non-negotiable values. For instance, my first one is integrity. My second is loyalty. And I can go on and I can share them. And that's what you need to find. If somebody says, what are your top 5 values? What are you going to answer? Si alguien te pregunta, ¿cuáles son tus 5 valores más importantes? ¿Qué les vas a contestar? ¿Qué les vas a contestar? In the realm of marketing, in the realm of social media, it's important to understand that social media is your stage and you're the star. So how are you going to come out? It's where your brand breathes. It's where your brand engages. It's where your brand grows. For the bilingual and BIPOC businesses that I serve, I share that social media is not just a tool, but it is a community builder with so many voices in the chorus. Tienes que preguntarte la pregunta. Tienes que hacerte ti misma la pregunta. ¿Cómo te destacas? Right? It's so important. You know, so many voices in the chorus, right? But let's talk about what we need to do first. First, we need to be authentic. Authenticity is coming back into play in 2024. So share your journey. Share the ups and the downs, the behind the scenes. Now, I do share behind the scenes. My ups, I don't know about the downs. I'm going to be honest with you. Yo ya estoy viejita, and I don't like looking at myself without makeup. I just don't, right? But I don't like wearing makeup every day. What a conundrum. So if you have an answer for me, I would love to hear it. Remember, you can seek me out on any social media platform. My tag is the same, at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. Now, getting back to it, let's talk about your audience. Your audience, you see, is the real you behind your business. Your audience has to see the real you behind your business. I'm sorry, I kind of mixed that up, but you have to show so that your audience sees the real you behind your business. Why? Because this type of authenticity builds trust and loyalty. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not always easy to be vulnerable in social media, right? Especially if you're like me, I am an ambivert. Sometimes I'm out there and I love having fun dancing and being on stage, but then I love to be quiet. I love to be home. I love my home. I love to be here. I don't like to go out to stores, you know, that type of thing. I don't want to be on social media every single day. So Sundays I completely disconnect. I don't answer texts unless it's from family. I don't look at social media at all. I'd love to hear what you do. What is it that you do? What is the one day that you take off? And share that. Don't just talk at your audience. Talk with them. Use polls in your stories. Use questions. And do live sessions to engage in genuine dialogue. Es importante que seas muy auténtica. And then remember to celebrate their stories as well as their achievements. Your community, you know, has achievements and has stories. So it's important for them to be able to share with you. And of course, listen, their feedback to you is critically, critically, critically important. So important. Mujeres, chulas hermosas, I want you to understand one thing. We don't always feel like going out there and being that beautiful person with all the makeup and all the stuff, big houses behind us, big cars, all that is gone in 2024. It's about you. Show us your struggles. And remember, it's not about showing how much money you make. That's so 2023. 2024 is not about that. 2024 is about being visually captivating by sharing your stories. And use images and videos that reflect the beauty and diversity of your comunidad. It's so important. Now, let me ask you, what does your comunidad look like? Who is it that you are trying to create a community for? You see, visual storytelling is a powerful way to connect emotionally and culturally with your audience. So use a lot of visual storytelling. You can use it in ways that you want to. There's no limit to the ways that you can actually do that. And then share some inspiration, share some stories. So for instance, for me, I want to spotlight a few of my mujerpreneurs who have danced their ways. I love dance. The reason I use baile and dance is because I am a retired professional dancer. I retired at the age of 24 because by that time, you're too old. Very much like, you know, the skaters and things like that and the gymnasts, right? So it's important for you to understand all of that. But let me talk a little bit about Lucia. Lucia was a woman that I had the opportunity to meet and who actually became, for a little while, she was involved in my 6-month coaching program. And I watched her transform her passion for artisanal jewelry, which, by the way, I am wearing her earrings, into a thriving online store. You know, she was tired of doing, you know, the craft circuit, right? She didn't want to go out crafting. It was just like, it would take her a whole day to prepare, the next day go and do the craft, and then another day to put everything away. So she was losing 3 days. She's like, I'm done. So in our coaching program, in the 6-month coaching program, we were able to get her to learn how to bring her business into an online business, because you need to understand there's two differences. Do you have a business online or do you have an online business, right? So by sharing her crafts and her story and the roots in her indigenous heritage, she was able to build a brand that resonates deeply with customers that are seeking her authenticity and her amazing craftsmanship, right? So that's important. It's important for you to understand that that's how sometimes we need a little help, so it's okay. And if you don't have the money to hire a one-on-one coach, then join a group coaching program. But let me talk a little bit about Sophia. Sophia was a bilingual chef. Well, she was a line cook, but she wanted to create a cookbook series that bridged the gap between a traditional Latina cuisine and modern health trends. So she started to do her Instagram stories and her YouTube tutorials. Then she engaged her audience with, oh my gosh, some mouthwatering visuals and easy to follow recipes. And she ended up building a community passionate about food and culture. And that was so important for her. So kudos to her. Yay. Kudos, kudos. I was so, happy for her. Right? I was so happy for her when she was able to finally let go and create her cookbook, create the cookbook that she always wanted, right? So here's what I want you to understand is it's so important. It's so important. Yay, yay, yay. It's so important that we continue to be authentic. So mujeres hermosas, chulas. These were just two stories that I wanted to share to illuminate the path for you, the aspiring mujerpreneur. Remember to show your authenticity, your engagement, and your deep understanding of your market as you begin to achieve your marketing mastery, which is so important. This is being consistent every day, being consistent to, you know, to take a look at what's happening with our community. So As I wrap up this episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel and you made it this far, gracias. Remember to subscribe and hit that bell so you know when I'm going live. If you're listening to me and made it this far on the podcast, remember to download it, because that's how podcasts are, you know, that's how we measure the success of podcasts, by how many downloads. I wish it was more like how many listens, but it's more like how many downloads. So remember, mujer, hermosa, chula, your journey as a mujerpreneur is as unique. Tu camino como mujerpreneur es única. Tú eres única. Your unique journey is filled with stories and challenges and triumphs that only you can share. It may look the same as somebody else, but, you know, the details might be different. Remember that your brand is infused with the richness of your culture and the depth of your experiences. And remember that you have the power to captivate and to inspire. Use these insights to craft your marketing strategy that becomes as dynamic and as vibrant as you are. ¿Por qué? Porque eres una hermosa. ¿Por qué? Porque eres chula. ¿Por qué? Porque eres chingona. So, tu estrategia de marketing tiene que ser tan dinámica y vibrante como eres tú. Really important. I want you, mujerpreneur, to remember to stay true to your roots, embrace the power of your bilingualism or your Spanglish, and watch how your brand flourishes in the hearts and in the minds of your comunidad. It is so important for you to stay true to who you are. And I share that with passion because I used to run away from who I was. Until next time, sigue brillando, mujer hermosa, chula. El mundo es tuyo. No te des por vencida. Sigue adelante, and I will see you in the next episode. And remember, if you are looking for a group coaching program that is going to be, you know, private and help you succeed, stay tuned, because my group coaching program will be opening up at the end of May. So reach out, say hello. This is your host from Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Marty Angel, signing off, wishing you the best day ever. Gracias por estar aquí. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.